just released Isabel, the CD Isabel, and we're going to perform it for you tonight. It's the first time we've done it with a five-piece band. We've been doing it mostly with six, but now we're paring down and trying it with five pieces. And the second half will be, I'm working on a new piece based on the lives of Jewish gangsters, lives and lifestyles. And so we'll try some of that for you. But first, let me introduce the band. Sarah Perkins on violin. Margaret Perkins on cello. She grew up in Switzerland, had Russian-Swiss parents, and she became obsessed with Northern Africa when she turned 18. She traveled there with her mom, and then she just decided that's where she wanted to be, and that's where she stayed until she died when she was 27 in a flash flood. And she had incredible experiences, wrote stories, worked as a journalist, had joined a sect which only allowed men in it, but she always disguised herself as a man. And so even though they knew she was a woman dressed as a man, they let her in. And it just opened up. It was an entree into the Islamic world and a culture that she never would have had otherwise. So she got in pretty deep. She was a cool person. So that's who the piece is about. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My friends here to say something about this piece. And the piece is not finished, it's a work in progress. Which I always wondered what that meant when people would perform works in progress. I was like, what do they mean? Now I understand what they mean. we're doing a section, not necessarily a finished section, of a larger work. And it's based on. It's not really based on the lives specifically of Jewish gangsters, but kind of the spirit of their lives, if that makes any sense. and then there's another element that I'm using, which is a language called Rote Welsh, which is gangster thieves language in Europe, mostly German, in Germany, and say, I think, end of 14th century, through the 19th century, this language existed. And I think even fragments of it exist. You know, some people still use some Rote Welsh words now. And it was actually mostly made up, at least, I think, more than half of Yiddish words. Hmm. And they would use Yiddish words with completely different meanings. So the one classic example, but like the only example I know actually so far, is when you walk into a very religious Jewish home, there's a mezuzah at the entrance, which is this little metal piece that's right in the doorway. And inside this little metal ornament is a little portion of the Torah. And when you walk into the enter the room, you're supposed to kiss your hand and then touch the kiss and touch before you enter the room. And in Rote Welsh, mezuzah means whore. Yeah. But so there is some text in the piece being read by Karsten Donna. And but it won't be live, it's going to be on tape. And and let's see, is there anything else? I also want to alert you as you leave tonight. I put on the wall, actually Karsten dug up in sort of doing research about Rote Welsh, some great pieces of graffiti from, I guess, 18th and 19th century that were kind of based on using like the rote Welsh language, and these guys made graffiti. It's kind of also part of the secret world that they're in. So I put some on the wall over there. If you can look at it. Okay, that's enough. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
beverages over there. We'll open for you. But one request, nowhere near the instruments. For the beverages. So if you have a beverage, you can't walk on the carpet. So, thanks very much, Florence.